Okay, so the Sefer Achinuch on Sfiras HaOmer is a very famous piece and very also a little bit, you know, interesting. But I think there's a lot of yesodos about Mamish, our whole life, especially our life in yeshiva, and therefore I think it's really appropriate that we do it. So we're going to read the Sefer Achinuch and say in Parshas Emor with Mitzvahs Shin Vav. Okay, you guys know what the Sefer Achinuch is? Just for a quick reference, the Sefer Achinuch was written by the Rishonim. It is unclear which Rishon wrote it. For many, many, many years, it was assumed that it was the Ra'ah who had written it. Okay, the Ra'ah was one of the great Rishonim in the Ramban's Beis Midrash. And that was the assumption for many years, like hundreds of years. I think lately the researchers think that it's not the Ra'ah, but whatever. It's definitely one of the Rishonim, one of the Rishonim. And it was written for the purpose of, you know, giving every Parsha, giving us the mitzvahs that are relevant to that Parsha. And it's based largely on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. Okay, the Rambam counted the mitzvahs, as we all know from Maseches Makos last year, that the Gemara says that there are 613 mitzvahs, but it doesn't tell us what they are. So there's a lot of Rishonim that have big machlokzim. If you would list every single pasuk that tells you to do something as a mitzvah, you would have way more than 613, way more. And so you have to figure out what is included and what's not included. So that's the subject of many disputes. And there's many Rishonim that have what they consider to be the list of the 613 mitzvahs. The Rishonim took this seriously. You know, we could have just said, you know, who cares? You know, I don't know. So they said, you know, who cares which one of the 613 mitzvahs? But the Rishonim took it very seriously. And they wrote, there's several different lists that are out there. The Ramban, so the probably the most famous one I would say is the Rambam. The Rambam wrote the Sefer HaMitzvos. It's basically the introduction to the Mishnah Torah. We talked about that before. And the Ramban took issue with a lot of what the Rambam wrote. Not a lot, but a good number of the mitzvahs that the Rambam wrote. And he rejects them. And he says these mitzvahs should not be included in the list. So what's the problem if you say that these mitzvahs should not be included? What? No, so then you got to add more because 613 is a number, right? So he takes out some and he adds more. Okay, so that's like the Ramban has these like glosses on the Sefer HaMitzvos. Very, very interesting. Very interesting machloksim over there. And the Sefer HaChinuch is another thing like that. It's just he's more organized. Like the Rambam organized his Sefer HaMitzvos according to importance of the mitzvos, not in order of the Torah. The importance of the mitzvos. The first mitzvah is going to be what? What's going to be the first mitzvah? That would be if you go in order of the Torah. That's right. That's in the Sefer HaChinuch. In the Sefer HaChinuch, the first mitzvah will be Pirur Avu. Correct. But the Rambam goes according to the importance of the mitzvah. What mitzvah is the most important? What do you say? What? Anochi Hashem Elokecha. All right. Emunah Hashem. Emunah Hashem. Okay? Right. And then from there, he builds his list based on that. Okay? Very good. But anyway, the Sefer HaChinuch, mitzvah Shin Vav. So how far are we down the list? Are we far down the list or not far down the list? What's mitzvah Shin Vav? What does that mean? About halfway? Right. Okay. If you were to go, right. It's interesting because it's, I have to look this up actually, because the Sefer HaChinuch, there's two versions of it. One version divides up the mitzvahs Ases and the Lot Ases separately. One of them has it all together. So this apparently is based on the altogether one, because how many mitzvahs Ases are there? No, that's the Lot Ases. 248. There's 248 mitzvahs Ases. So if you have mitzvah 306, that obviously is a list that combines also the Lot Ases. Right, so we're about halfway through. Exactly. Exactly halfway through, actually. What? What? That this is, no, it's, I can tell it's combined because it says it's mitzvah 306. There are no 306 mitzvahs. There's Avase, it says 248. So obviously it's got to be including, that 306 is obviously including also Lot Ases, that's what I'm saying. Okay, so he says like this, and this is mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer. Okay, so he says, oh, you know what? Let's first look at the pasuk. The pasuk we actually read on the second day of Pesach. In Chutz La'aretz, I don't know actually if we did read that. I don't know if it's the same reading. It might be. It might be. The first day of Chol HaMoed here, and maybe you guys also did it there. I don't know. And the pasuk says like this. The pasuk says, "Usfartem lachem imaras imaras Shabbos." That's a famous pasuk with a famous song attached to it. You guys sing that song in England? "Usfartem lachem imaras Shabbos." No. Do you guys sing that? It's an Israeli song. It's very Israeli. If you go to an Israeli shul, like they will sing the Shem Yichud before they do the Sfiras Omer. They sing this the Shem Yichud and they sing this "Usfartem lachem." Okay. Anyway. You will count for yourselves on after Shabbos. What does Shabbos mean here? What does Shabbos mean here? What? It means the first day of Pesach. The first day of Pesach is called Shabbos. This is the famous machlokas. Who knows what machlokas is this based on? Right here. The famous machlokas is this Shabbos or is it Pesach? Who says that it's Shabbos? It's Tzukim. The Stukim say that it's Shabbos, and therefore Shavuos always falls out on a Sunday. According to the Stukim, you always start Sfiras HaOmer on Sunday, Mimacharas HaShabbat. And therefore, Shavuos always falls out on a Sunday, according to the Stukim. And this is one of the major machlokshim that the Chachamim in the Gemara had against the Stukim in the times of the Gemara. So, in times of Bayit Sheni. It's a big, major machlokas. Anyway, okay, so Sfartan Lechem Mimacharas, it's not really a machlokas. Right. We know that the Chachamim are true, that Tzrukim don't know anything. But anyway, because there's Shabbos. Okay, but Shabbos is Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. Okay, there's a lot to talk about that. Why Pesach, the first day of Pesach is called Shabbos, not for now. From the day that you bring the Korban HaOmer, which we know is the second day of Pesach, 7 full weeks they shall be. We count 7 weeks, right? 49 days, and then the 50th day. Ad Malchus HaShabbos HaShviz Tizbruch HaMishim Yom. Until the next day after the 7th week, you will count 50 days. And then you will sacrifice a new korban to Hashem, and that's the Shtei Alechem, the korban which we talked about in the recording over Pesach, by Shvi'i Shel Pesach, for those of you that listen. Okay, so that's a special korban. We'll talk about it more, I'm sure, when we get more closer to Shavuos. Fine. Okay. Okay, so that's the puzzle. So, guys, you see the puzzle. The puzzle is telling us that you count Sfiras HaOmer. You count it from when you bring the Korban HaOmer weiter. Yes? Correct? Okay. Says the Sefer HaChinuch now. Very, very famous. Very, very important ideas. Mishorshei HaMitzvah. Okay, so the Sefer HaChinuch, like I said before, it's like he lists the mitzvahs. He gives you a few halachas of every mitzvah, but he also gives you the reason for the mitzvah. And for that reason, the Sefer HaChinuch is actually widely learned because it gives you a kind of like a broader idea and concept of the mitzvahs and, you know, the hashkafa behind them and the musar behind the mitzvahs. And therefore, it's very, you know, apt. So it says the Sefer HaChinuch, Mishorshei HaMitzvah, the roots of this mitzvah are al tzad pshat, from the side of simple understanding, not cutting into any drushas, not in anything else. What is the idea of mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer? Lefi shekol ikaran sheYisrael eina ela Torah. Because the entire essence of Klal Yisrael, the whole ikar of Klal Yisrael is Torah. The only ikar of Klal Yisrael is Torah. Just for that one line alone, it would have been worth it to read this Sefer HaChinuch. Umevnei haTorah nivru shamayim va'aretz v'Yisrael. And it's only because of the Torah that the entire world was created, including Klal Yisrael. Like it's in the pasuk, "Lo briti yomam v'layla lo samti." If it wasn't for my bris, which is the Torah, if it wasn't for my bris, right? So then yomam v'layla lo samti, I would not have made day and night. Hashem says in the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, if it wasn't for the Torah, I would not have created the world. And this is the main reason why Bnei Yisrael were redeemed and taken out from Mitzrayim at all. In order that they should accept the Torah in Har Sinai and fulfill it. Like Hashem says to Moshe, Zelecha Ha'os, this will be to you a sign. This is when Bnei Yisrael are still in Mitzrayim. Right? Moshe's by the burning bush. Hashem is appearing to him. He's talking to him, telling him to go to save Klal Yisrael. And Hashem says to him there among the psukim, he says, "Vezelecha ha'os, this will be for you a sign, ki anochi shelachticha leotziacha es ha'amim Mitzrayim, that I have sent you, that when you take out the nation from Mitzrayim, ta'avdun et ha'elohim ala har hazeh, you will serve Hashem on this mountain." Where is Moshe standing during the burning bush? What? Har Sinai. Yeah, that's where the burning bush was. The burning bush was on Har Sinai. Moshe was shepherding the sheep of Yisrael, or whatever the livestock was, and one ran away. The famous story, it ran away, and Moshe was chasing it. And finally, it went to a river, and he understood that it wanted to drink. And he said, "Oh, you should have just told me you wanted to drink." Talking to the sheep. So that happens when you're shepherding. That's true. And then when he's there, he sees this vision of the burning bush on Har Sinai. And he goes to investigate, and then Hashem appears to him. Okay, the whole story. And dead? Yeah, he saw the burning bush, but meaning, I don't know exactly how to describe that. Was the bush actually burning? Was it just a vision that he saw? I don't know. It was some level of prophecy. But anyway, the point is that he was on Har Sinai, and Hashem said to him, this pasuk, he said, "Zeh lecha ha'os, this will be for you the sign, ki shelachticha be'otziacha es ha'amim Mitzrayim, ta'avdun es Elokim bahar hazeh, that you will worship Hashem on this mountain," meaning on Har Sinai, which means to accept the Torah. Listen to how he explains pshat in this pasuk. This is unique. I don't think I ever knew this pshat, but he says, "Operish ha'pasuk," what is the explanation of this pasuk? That it'll be a sign for you. Because Rashi says something else. Rashi says over there, we're skipping Rashi, because we don't have so much time. But he says the pshat like this. Perish ha'pasuk klomar. And this is to say as follows. Hotziacha otcham mimitzrayim. You're going out from Mitzrayim. Yelecha os. That will be a sign. Sheta'abdun et elokim al arazeh. That you will serve God on this mountain. You hear what he's saying? He said, the fact that you go out from Mitzrayim, that is a sign that you will accept the Torah on this mountain. It happened just 50 days later. But he's saying that the taking out of Mitzrayim was just a sign that they would get the Torah. So look what he says here. He says, Klomar, that is to say, Shetikablu a Torah. What does it mean that you're going to worship Hashem on this mountain? That you're going to accept the Torah. Shehi ha'ikar ha'gadol. Because that is the main idea. Shebishvil zeh nigalim. That because of that, they're getting out. The hitachles ha'tovo shalem. And that is the ultimate good for them. For Klal Yisrael. V'inyan gadolu lehem. And it's a major idea for them. Yoter min acheres me'avdus. Receiving the Torah was more important than going free from slavery. Lachen yaseh Hashem leMoshe os tzeisam me'abdus lekabala tzatorah. And that's why Hashem is making for Moshe a sign that leaving Mitzrayim was a sign that they would get the Torah. Ki atafel osin o leolam elaikar. Because the tafel, was a good translation of tafel. What? Iker and Tavla. The main thing and the side point, okay. Not irrelevant, but the minor thing. Oh man, how do you say Tavla? Okay, we'll say the minor, what? Side point. Okay, the side point. Fine, we'll go with the side point. Primary and secondary? You could say maybe primary, secondary. Okay, so he said that because you use the secondary as a sign for the main thing, right? For the ikar, you'll use the secondary thing as a sign for the main thing. The main thing, what is it? Addition, no. Secondary, okay, secondary is not bad. Subordinate, okay, the subordinate thing, okay, fine. Let's go with secondary. You'll use the secondary thing as a sign for the main thing. Hashem tells Moshe that leaving Mitzrayim is a sign that you'll accept the Torah. So, obviously, therefore, says the Sefer Chinuch that the leaving Mitzrayim was secondary to the receiving of the Torah. You don't make a sign of the main thing to the secondary thing, right? The secondary thing is a sign for the main thing. So, therefore, he says, you see even the Pasuk, that leaving Mitzrayim is secondary to receiving the Torah. Getting the Torah is more important than getting out of slavery. It's an unbelievable idea. And because of this, okay, so what has he said until now? What he said until now is that Torah is the ultimately important thing. Without Torah, Klal Yisrael doesn't exist. The world doesn't exist. Everything's about Torah. And therefore, because of this, Kihi kol ikaran sheYisrael, that it is the whole idea of Klal Yisrael. Uba'avura nigalu. And because of the Torah, we were redeemed. And that's because of that we were able to go up to all the greatness that we ever got. That's why we were commanded to count from the second day of Yontif, from the second day of Pesach, until the giving of the Torah. To show in our souls, to show in our souls how much we, this great desire that we have towards this great day, that is, that we are looking forward to in our hearts, like a slave looking forward to shade. And the slave will always look forward to the time when he gets out of slavery. That's the slave. Because the number counting shows a person that all of his yisho means like his turn towards. He's always looking forward to, and his whole desire is to reach that time. When you're counting down, when you're counting towards something, we'll see the difference between counting down and counting up in a moment. But when you're counting towards something, that shows you that that is your focus. You're looked and focused entirely on that day. When is that day going to come? Like a slave who knows he's getting freed on a certain day. He's going to be counting down the days. Like you guys were counting down the days until you came back to Eretz Yisrael, right? You guys were counting down the days. Not counting down the days when you're leaving now. No. You guys would never do that. No. You're counting down the days when you're gonna, when this bottom is gonna end and you're gonna come back to Yeshiva. That's what you guys are counting down. Yeah. Anyway. Huh? Ah. Okay, good. So now you don't need to count down. Now you're here. So he says, Mizeshanumon. Oh. Okay, so first of all, so that's the idea. The idea is that we're counting to demonstrate how much we desire that day, this day of Shavuos. And why do we desire it? Like he explained, because that's the ikar of everything. It's the ikar of everything that we receive the Torah. That is everything. That's more important than us leaving Mitzrayim b'chlal. That's everything. Okay. So now, why do we count this weird thing? How do we count? What do we say? Hayom yom shloshesrei le omer. What's the omer? What is that? It's a korban. The Omer was a korban that was brought on the second day of Pesach. So we count, it's 2 days to the Omer? Why is that why are we counting to the Omer? We should be counting to Matan Torah. So he says, V'zeshanu monim la'Omer, that we are counting to the Omer, klomar, that is to say, we say, kach v'kach yomim avru min aminyan, this many days have passed from the number, and we don't count the opposite. We don't count that there are this many days until we get to Shavuos. Did I skip a line? Ah, thank you. Kikoze mar ebanu arrotzona chazak lagia lezman. Because all this shows in us our great desire to get to that time. And that's why in the beginning we don't want to mention how many days we have, because it's a lot of days. It's 50 days. We don't want to mention that it's so long. That it will take for us to get to the two, the korban of the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos. That's ours is Shavuos. So we don't count towards Shavuos, because that would be like put us in depression. Oh my gosh, it's 50 days until we're going to get the Torah. It's so far away. We so desire that day to come. We don't want to start counting right away, demonstrating that it's so far away. So that's why we start counting the other way. We start counting one, two, three. And then you'll ask Akasha and you'll say, Im Kain, if that's the case, Achar Shavru Rova Yomim, then after we got past the halfway point, Shoshiva Shavuot, a loop of these 3-7 weeks, Lama Lonas Kir Miute Yomim and Isharim, then we should switch. And we start doing counting down. We should start counting down once we get past the halfway point. That's not a question. Why? Oh, you shouldn't switch the nature of the counting in the middle. Name Tishal, and if so, in Cain, Lama no matchilim otomi macharas Shabbat, Vilomi Yom Rishon. Oh, I said the word Shabbos twice. Sorry. Why do we start counting from the second day of Pesach and not the first day? Hatshuva. The answer is Ki Hayom Rishon Itechet Kula Laskaras Anesa Gadol VeYitzias Mitzrayim, because the first day of Pesach is dedicated to Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the day that we're supposed to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's set aside for that. It's unique for that. And that's its entirety on the first day. That is, and why is that? Because the Yetzias Mitzrayim was a sign and a wonder about the world, Chiddush of the world, the fact that Hashem created the world. It's a, you know, strengthening our emunah in Hashem's creation. And also the fact that Hashem divinely intervenes with people. That's the topic of the first day of Pesach. The first day of Pesach is Hashem created the world. Hashem is involved in the world. That's the idea there. The ein lanu la'arev b'simchato, and therefore we should not mix into that simcha ulaskiri moshu min yan acher, and to mention any other topic. And that's why we start counting from the second day of Pesach only. And you can't say this many days from the second day of Pesach. In other words, why are we counting from the Omer? We should count. It has been this many days since the second day of Pesach. Why don't we do that? Because it doesn't make sense to say it's been this many days since the second day of Pesach. Like, it just doesn't sound like a very meaningful kind of counting. We're counting from the second day of something else. That's like not so meaningful. Therefore, the counting is fixed to that which was done on that day, instead of the second day of Pesach, the thing that was done on that day, which was the Omer. Vehu Korban Omer. It is the second day, but we don't say it in the number. Shehu Korban Nechbad, which is a very honorable Korban. Shebo Zachar Shanu Maminim Ki Hashem Yisbaruch Yisbaruch Vashkatcho B'nei Adam Rotzeh Lechiyotam. This the Korban Omer demonstrates our emunah that Hashem is in His intervention with Bnei Adam, wants to give us life, and He gives us every year. Hashem renews the harvest and the crops and the grain that is going to give us life for the rest of the year. Right, Hashem gives us that, and that's what the series of, that's what the Korban Omer represents, and therefore it's a very special Korban, which is very meaningful. Okay, so what did the Sefer Chinuch say? The Sefer Chinuch told us that the idea of series of Omer is the counting. It's really a countdown, but it's a count up, because like he said, but it's a countdown to Matan Torah. That's what it is. We're supposed to, Matan Torah is the most important event that happened in the history of the world. That's what he just said. Without Matan Torah, there would have been no creation. The creation would not have existed. Planning Israel wouldn't exist. Nothing would have existed. The only reason why Hashem created the world was for us to receive the Torah on our Sinai. The only reason why we left Mitzrayim was to get the Torah on Mitzrayim on our Sinai. And because that is such a pivotal and seminal event, because of that, we want to demonstrate how we are looking forward to this. It is like the cornerstone of our entire religion. Is this day of Matan Torah, and therefore we look up to it and we count to it and we are focused on it as a day that we are looking forward to mamish, and that is the idea of Sefiras HaOmer. Okay, we're going to stop with that. Guys.